Good afternoon, Vera. I'm here with Vera Alexander in Oviedo, and she's going to introduce herself.
Hello, my name is Vera Alexander. I'm originally from Germany, but I currently work in the Netherlands at the University of Groningen at the Department of European Languages and Cultures. My background is in English and post-colonial studies. And we too met at a panel at the Oviedo e-Aklads conference in Commonwealth Languages and Literatures, and we were sharing a panel where we both talked about gardens and literature. And so we met in the context of eco-criticism and sustainability.
Exactly, and I found your talk extremely interesting. And then the main idea you wanted to transmit in your presentation yesterday was the garden as a place of resistance. Could you explain what this idea means?
Well, first of all, when people talk about the garden, the first thing they talk about is happy things, how the garden is beautiful, how it's recreational, a place to relax. Many people tell me they are reminded of their mom and dad, or their grandparents who they helped in the garden. So lots of memories come up, and they're usually happy memories of flowers, fruit, and things that are fun, like in the kindergarten. What I wanted to do in this paper is challenge this idea, because although the garden is beautiful and pleasant on the surface, in the context of colonial literature, we have to see that it isn't paradise. In the context of colonial literature, we have to see that a lot of what human beings do in the garden is actually exploiting nature. And there is a colonial historical background of exploitation that is written into garden history. A lot of plants have been collected around the world and have been manipulated into being in the place that they're in now. People have been enslaved in the process of collecting these plants, transporting them. The deprivation of former colonies, biospheres around the world in connection with colonialism feeds into the garden that we have today. So there are histories of, or echoes of, the history of plantation, slavery, displacement, uprooting, deracination, and all that in present in the garden space. So as soon as you dig in the garden, metaphorically speaking, you have to ask, where do the plants come from? What kind of ideas of ownership do we engage in when we say, this is my garden? What kind of ideas of human beings being the lords of creation, being the conquerors of the earth, do we engage in when we decree or decide that this piece of land needs to look like this, often against what this piece of land would normally look like? A garden is etymologically connected to the idea of the border, to enclosure, to somebody putting a fence or some kind of structure around a piece of land, randomly declaring it their property, and declaring it a garden, making it different from the rest of the surroundings. And this act of appropriation, of turning something into your property, has colonial overtones.
And just to end up, the fact that you are interested in these topics, your research has to do with it as well. What is your personal attitude to nature? Do you feel you have any kind of a special commitment to it?
I think everybody has a special commitment to nature. Some people know it, some don't. I have always liked plants. I have always been drawn to plants, both house plants and garden plants. So I know that a lot of eco-criticism colleagues work with animals. I haven't had that connection, but for me it's plants, trying to understand them, trying to learn about their ways of being. I've always been interested in otherness, cultural otherness, linguistic otherness, and with plants, it's other kinds of beings that lie outside language. When you try to learn about how to raise a plant, you can't just ask, the plant will never answer. You can't talk them into growing. You have to watch, you have to observe, and to think about light, think about water, think about elements. And I find that challenging, and it's a very calming activity. Mm-hmm. So I've always been drawn to that, and obviously when you're interested in something, looking for books that deal with this subject is a logical next step. Mm-hmm. And that's how I ended up with the topic mm-hmm. that I'm currently working on.
Okay, thank you very much. It has been a real pleasure. I wish you the best.
Thank you very much, and I hope we meet again soon.